Reduce, reuse, recycle. The old bumper sticker saying is meant to emphasize the importance of reducing the use of materials and, when possible, reusing them before taking them to be recycled. Borough Recycling Manager Sean Huntington likes to say that's how the program should be run. And it's one of the reasons why he's excited about the work done Monday at the Central Recycling Facility.
I think it's a great thing because the building is old. They have those long 8-foot fluorescent tubes that are very non-energy efficient, so the new LEDs will pay for themselves within the next 2 years.
Borough Energy Management Engineer Ben Leffler says the LED tubes, known as T12s, won't require new fixtures because they'll fit the old ones, so they'll be reused. And the little box-like components called ballasts that energize fluorescent tubes will be removed from the fixtures because he says the LEDs come with their own energizing component.
The LED driver is built into the lamp, so we bypass the ballast in the fixture and install a lamp that looks almost identical to a fluorescent lamp, but it's LED and it's significantly more efficient.
That's the reduced part of the project, in that the LEDs require less gadgetry to install and operate.
The tubes go, the ballast go, the fixture stays. And that's what really makes it economical, is you're not manufacturing a whole new fixture.
The LEDs last up to 3 times longer than fluorescents, so they'll reduce maintenance costs. And because the new lights are more efficient, they'll also greatly reduce electricity costs. All in all, Huntington is impressed with the technology, and he recommends it.
Your old fluorescent tubes in your garage or within your living area of your house, LED is the way to go.
Leffler says he was surprised at how much the price of LEDs have fallen over the past couple of years due to demand and the resulting economies of scale.
2 years ago, I went in front of the assembly and told them fluorescent LED doesn't make economic sense. We're going to keep running fluorescents. And in 2 years, the numbers have changed. The efficiency has gone up and the cost has gone down.
The LED switch out at the Central Recycling Facility is one of many energy conserving projects the borough's undertaken this year at a cost of about $370,000. Leffler says he expects that'll save taxpayers more than $92,000 in energy and maintenance costs annually, and about $1 million total over the lifetime of the energy efficient equipment that's installed. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.